Hello everyone, we are up to Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We had a little quick introduction about what is the mitzvah of the Rabbanan of Halakas Ner Shabbos. We saw there's two aspects of the Mishnah. There is the Kavod Shabbos aspect, and there is the Onik Shabbos / Shalom Bayis aspect of Halakas Neros. Let's get into the Halakas over here of the dinner. Okay, and Mishnah Baruch went down and see Karn Alf, he brings out Karn, he says, Hine Iker Halakas Ner, who Chova Mishu Mitzvah Onik Shabbos. There is a hinder mitzvah, just like all other mitzvahs, that we are going to make it nice. Says the Mechaber, we are Zayir Lassos near Yafa, like the Mishnah Berurah just pointed out, the Mechaber says also you should have a near Yafa. Okay? Back in the day, a near was that canister that held the oil, and they had a wick coming out of that canister, and that's referred to a near. Near is not what we generally refer to a near, just so you know, whenever the Mechaber is talking about a near, it's talking about how that, I don't know, that, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, that it's like a lantern. It's not really a lantern. It's a clay vessel that held oil, and you had a wick coming out of it. Lamp. Okay, it's in there. And there was people are trying to have shtei psilos coming out of this lamp. Okay, coming out of this clay vessel of the nair. You had one coming out of one side, one coming out of the other side. That's how they had. Why? Echad keneged zocher veechad keneged shomer. Meaning the hainu mikra the din. One is yotzei by lighting one candle. Your chiv of halakas ner shabbos one candle, but there was an inyan to remember zachar v'shamor, so they had two psilos coming out of him. So Mishnah Berurah points out over here, according to us, instead of having shtei psilos, he says over here, sikat and dalid, hayu kshu dolik shem and baner. If you need lakas uben neiros, if you're using neiros, also shnei neiros, then you'd use two candles, and that's generally the minhag ha'olam. If you're using wax candles, you use two candles. Nowadays, even when we're using shemen, we don't have this neir. We have the bulbs that most people use nowadays with the paraffin oil, the shemen zayit inside of it. Okay? That's what you have in there for. You're supposed to have two. Echa keneged zachar, echa keneged shomer. Says the Ramah, very interesting, v'yichon lahosi. You can even be mosif on the two candles. And write three candles, four candles, five candles, you can light it as many as you want, and that is the mimic of Olam. We'll explain this in just a couple of minutes. Just to point out over here, this Ramah is a very important yesod, and that is even though two candles represent something, two candles, l'chari, you should say, one's connected zachar, one's connected shamar, you shouldn't be mosif anymore after that, because you lose out on the whole idea. You see from this Ramah, even if you're mosif on the numbers, it could still represent the smaller number. Okay, we use this a couple times in halacha to when you have a suffix, you go the bigger, the greater number, the less number. Better use the greater number because it still represents the lesser number. Like in this case over here, it doesn't mean that we're not connected zachar v'shomer anymore. We still represent connected echad, connected zachar, connected shomer. Ha'isha sheshachta pam achas lahat. A woman who forgets to light candles one time, madlekes kol yameha gimel neros. She goes ahead and lights the candle, get three candles the rest of her life. You like three candles less in life. That's what he said before. Because you can be mosif on something that is mechuban connected something else, meaning it still represents the smaller number like we just said. So long as you don't do less than that number, it is still going to be fine. Therefore, we see two things for the Ramah. Number one, you can be mosif the candles voluntarily. And number two is that if sometimes we force you to light like extra candles, we give a sort of a knas. That if a woman forgets to light candles, she goes ahead and mostly the rest of her life, every Shabbos has to have another candle connected to the Shabbos that she forgot to light. What about Yom Tov? So Morin Ravira Nevinetz told me, I think it's Muskam L'Cholaposki. If you forget on Yom Tov, it doesn't mean you have to light the rest of Yom Tov the rest of your life or even the rest of Shabbos. Each Yom Tov is in itself. So if someone forgets to light the first night of Pesach, Lel Seder, so the rest of the life they have to add another candle on Lel Pesach. Same thing Shavuos. I asked Rav Nevinsal, what about Shtei Yami Talvim Shalgalius? Because there it's Sekhid Yom. Maybe if you've got the first day of Yom Tov for the B'nai Chotzaris, she would have to light both days. Said Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinsal, no, you should not have to do that. Mimon of Shach. He says, if the first day is really Yom Tov, so therefore she forgot on the first day, so always on the first day she'll light. And the second day is not really Yom Tov. So therefore, she doesn't have to be most on the second day. And if second day is really Yom Tov, she didn't forget to light candles, because the first day she forgot. So she never really forgot to light candles, so she only has to add a candle on the day that she actually forgets. She forgets the first day of Yom Tov, she adds the first day of Yom Tov, she forgets the second day of Yom Tov, she only has to light the second day of Yom Tov. Okay, so that is in terms of adding this candle. We'll come back to that in a couple minutes. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatan Beis. Yof, the eat the b'shas. Dizocha over zelo bunning tami de chachami when you light it, you're careful with Shabbos candles. And over here, you make it nice and beautiful. You're zocha de bunning tami de chachami dichtiv kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Al yidei ner mitzvah de Shabbos. Ba or Torah, because it says near mitzvah in Torah or, so therefore through the near mitzvah of Shabbos, we're going to say the same thing by Hanukkah candles also, you get, Bani Tam Yechani creates more or Torah. Ulakach, and that's the reason. Roi shetis ba'lo isha, echad shetik marat lako v'yabracha. It's important for a woman to pray. After she's done with the lakas theirs and the bracha, she yitin lakadish baruch hu, banim zcharim irim ba'torah. That's where it comes from. That's the Mishnah Berurah. It tells you to daven. Okay? Right? That's what we ask for. We're asking for Talmid Chachamim. And that's the appropriate time because Dafka near Shabbos is connected. I heard once a nice chat that if we say that near Shabbos is also connected Shalom Bayis, so also Shalom Bayis is school up to have Banim Talmid Chachamim. When children grow up in the house with correct Shalom Bayis, Bezrat Hashem, the Banim will be Talmid Chachamim also. Okay, but Lakas Anir says over here, says the Mishnah, second. As the Mishnah Berurah over here, Va'ad Lakas Anir Tzarech Lios B'chol HaChadorim, very importantly, is that you have to have light in all the rooms. So back in the day that meant lighting candles in all the rooms, so there should be light once again, because the Shalom Bayezach, Shalom Yikashel Be'etim Avonim Sheholik Shabbos Shabbos, Al-Kopon Nirachad, you have to have at least one candle in every room, Asha Eino Ochel Sham, even if you're not eating there, Kidei Shalom Yikashel Be'etzo Be'evin, or that people don't start tripping and hurting themselves on Shabbos. Okay, miuah bracha to berecha on there shemakom achila. The place where you make the bracha is on the halakas there Shabbos, and the place where you're going to eat halakas there Shabbos is supposed to be next to the dining room. That's the correct place for halakas there. So we're mekayim this din over here. We don't like candles all over our house. Once again, this is in order that you don't come to trip and fall. So as long as you have light coming into the other room. Let's say the bedroom. We don't like to keep the lights on in the bedroom. But as long as you can have light coming into the bedroom, the hainu, you have a hallway light on. So if you open up the door of the bedroom, you have light coming in. Or you have a bathroom next to the bedroom, and you have the bathroom light on. As long as you have light coming into the room, you're making this din that you're totally fine. So therefore, Ayidei Chashma, once again, Lakas Neir Shabbos has changed is very different than the time where they only had Neiros. But back in the day, they used to light candles all over the house, so there'd be light at different places in the house, so therefore people would not come to trip and fall and the light, because once again, you couldn't carry around a lantern with you. That's also to carry around the candle on Shabbos. Therefore, wherever you put the candles, there you had light. Wherever you did not, you were lacking light. Okay, once again, we give you Mekayim this Ayidei Shabbos. So we see over here, once again, the Ramah says, you're mostly near Echad on every Shabbos this Shabbos. Okay? Okay, this is also the reason. So many people have the custom, you see, it's not mentioned over here in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, they'll add a candle for each child. Each child that is born, they'll add another candle. I'm sure many of your mothers have this minute. Where does this come from? So it's two possible ways. One's a little bit more gishmak than the other one. One is basically is back to what we just said before. If it's once again, if the candle there, so Shabbos is connected, you had bunim from the Ilachachamim, so therefore, therefore, each child, you want to light another candle representing that there should be Machlis Torah and Yerushimayim into that child to remember that idea. That's maybe the P.E. Drush, that's the more Pasha understanding. Marina Rabin Rav Nevinsal claims over here, basically, look at Sikotin Yid Aluf in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says a comment over here, three lines down. He says, "Ukishihi oledes." When a woman lights candles, b'Shabbos Rishona madli kabal mevarch. The husband lights the candles and makes the bracha. So one could understand this Mishnah Berurah is just saying that technically, if the woman's not feeling well enough, she's in the hospital, whatever it might be, she can't light candles, the husband will light candles. Others claim that this is a din. The first Shabbos, a woman does not light candles. Not exactly sure why, but it's a passage of the Mishnah Berurah saying the first week, the husband lights candles, and even Cain, the wife, did not light candles that week. Okay, so what? So this goes back to the din we saw before. When we say a woman doesn't light candles on Shabbos, she has to add a candle every Shabbos the rest of her life.
What does that mean? Is it only when she doesn't light candles? Number one, her husband doesn't light also. And number two is it only when she forgets, or even if it's be'ones? Be'pashnas, this is a knas. The Mishnah Berurah calls it a knas. And therefore, if the husband lights, so she's fine. And not only that, if it's an onus, we're not going to give her a knas if it was an onus. Whatever, she was had surgery on her Shabbos, she couldn't light candles, we wouldn't give her a knas if she would have to add a candle the rest of her life. That's the pashas, most poskim paskin like that. But some say, and if you look at Marina Ravina Rav Nevin Salih, he mentions this over here. And Dear Masel Sheshachah, the bottom of page 70 over here in Rav Nevin Salih, he says, Kimenumani ayam maisa b'isha shabadla hidlik b'mkoma. There was once a case where the husband lit in the wife's place. V'hora admars al dafilu hachi katsinu light. We still make her light another candle. Okay? And in Cain, so it's not so partial. So therefore, according to this, what comes out is every child you have to light another candle, because every child, if she's not going to light candles, she missed one Shabbos. And therefore, every child, you're going to light another candle for that. That could be another reason why they add a candle for every child. But once again, it's all different minogs. Once again, your Yotzei. It didn't even with one candle. We try and do at least two candles, Zachar v'Shamar, but people have different minhagim in terms of lighting extra candles. I know some women will light candles for relatives who don't light child's candles themselves, light a candle for them also. Whatever it is, anyone who wants to add more candles, they're allowed to add as many candles as they really want to go ahead and add. That which we said that we should light candles in all the rooms, and that we go ahead and have chashmal nowadays. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos therefore says, this is important to understand that our chashmal now represents those candles, and therefore he says at least some of the lights in the house should be turned out in the Kavod Shabbos also. When you turn on your lights before Shabbos, you should light it to do it in the Kavod Shabbos, and therefore the Shmir Shabbos brings down, I heard from Ben Rav Nevinson also, that they should be done bizman of lakas neiros. My wife, when she lights candles, she'll first turn off the lights. When she lights candles, she'll have in mind the bracha also to turn on the lights. Look, Kavod Shabbos also, because that light, the chashmal, now becomes part of the bracha. We generally don't make brachas, especially on LED lights nowadays. But it could be part, once you're making the bracha on the regular candles, you can add in the lights that you're going to turn on after the Kavod Shabbos at the Zman of Hadlakas Neves. Okay, last thing, moving on, Mr. Bruce. They caught the Dalid, points out over here, says over here, Umutr lahadlik bi ner l'ner. Okay? He says you're allowed to light from candle. You're allowed to light from one Shabbos candle to another Shabbos candle. The idea in Hilchos Chanukah we can do, we'll see that in Hilchos Chanukah. But you're allowed to light miner l'ner ki vein miyadik shnayim oyoter vein b'zeh mishum bizui mitzvah tekulin shel mitzvah, and since it's all one considered one mitzvah, it's not bizui mitzvah to light from one candle to another candle. However, I will also lahadik kesam o nir shel chol miner shel Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a toothpick for our matter, a match, and light from one Shabbos candle in order to light to another Shabbos candle. Directly from one Shabbos candle to another Shabbos candle, that's going to be mut. But to light from match, have a medium in between, have the match in between one candle and go to the next candle, that would be considered bizui mitzvah, and you're not allowed to. Therefore, the general minhag is, you have a match, or you have a candle, that you go ahead and light all the Shabbos candles with them. That is the correct thing to do in order not to get into this problem. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Perek Mem Gimel in the second edition, Steve Lamed Ches over there says also. Let's say if your wife or mother uses the wax candles, so a lot of times the candles don't fit in so well. So what do? They burn the bottom of the candle so it sticks better to the candle out, right? Over here, once again, you can't use the Shabbos candle to do that. You can't put it over one Shabbos candle in order to melt the bottom and put it into the other. Because over here, it's not lighting the candle, it's just putting it in. Over there, you should use a separate match. Or one of these clickers, whatever it might be, to burn the bottom of the candle in order to go ahead and put it inside. Let's move on now to Sif Beis. Something like this, page 70, Sif Beis. Echad Anash. The echad anashim chayavim liyos beotim near dalek b'shabbos, very important. Near Shabbos is not only for women. Near Shabbos is for everyone, like we said before, it's a chavos kuf for everyone. Men also have to have lights in the house, they have candles lit in the house. We're not talking about who's making the bracha, but let's say, no, for sure, whoever you're going to be for Shabbos, you have to have access to a light wherever you are, in order that, you know, once again, you'll actually lay kashal beitzim mu'avani. Even if you have no food to eat, nevertheless, shoel ala psachim lokeach shemen umazeng ner. Okay, it's one of the things because over here, because the shalom bayis aspect over here, you are supposed to sell He said you should walk around to the doors, show up, psachim, and ask for money in order to get oil to light candles. Shezeh bichlal onik shabbosu, because this is part of the mitzvah of onik shabbosu, and we're not mevatar in it. So even if someone is so poor, nowadays Baruch Hashem, very few people are that poor that they can't afford just a little one candle to light. But back in the day, that was a mitzias, and therefore you even have to walk around door to door asking for money in order that you have Neir Shabbos. That's how important Neir Shabbos is. Once again, this is a mitzvah both on Nashim and Nashim. Just generally, the woman in the house, Pater the Nashim, from their mitzvah. We'll talk more about this in the Hemshech Adkan for today. Everyone have a great day.